Do you ever hear coon?
That's a poor phrase.
What's that?
That's a poor phrase with a coonie.
Uh-huh. Any other name for him?
Well, he didn't want to be called a white man. He wanted to be called Mr. So-and-so.
Uh-huh.
Mr. John or Mr. Tom or Mr. Neat or something like that, but he's a coonie.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear
coonie ass? Uh-huh. Well, that's what they call him, coonie ass. So,
uh-huh.
That's a Frenchman and all mixed nation. Diggo and everything else, I guess, mixed up together.
Uh-huh.
I work with a lot of them. I used to work with a lot of them every day.
Any other name for them besides Cooney or Cooney Ass? Mm.
No, that's all I ever yell and call them around there.
Uh-huh. Mm. What did people used to call the man they worked for?
Used to call him foreman.
Uh-huh.
Foreman or supervisor. He worked for the foreman. And the supervisor while he was over the foreman.
Uh-huh. Any special names that colored people would call white people they worked for?
Boss. Mm-hmm. Old boss. That's my old boss, man, Yanni. Cap old boss and all like that.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of them yet. Cap old boss, I'll tell you, I'll do anything yet in the cap old boss.
What about them?
That's true.
What names are there just for white people in general? Not just poor whites, but just any white person?
Well, it just... white man, that's all called white man. That's a white man, that's a white man, John. I don't care what race he is, they call him, that's a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, people kind of notice him and can tell that he's from way out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You call him a...
Well, they'd call them a hooyan or peckerwood.
Uh-huh.
Get there and don't know how to act. Say, look at that there. That peckerwood, he must be way out in the country. He don't know how to act. He get a child, don't know the streets.
Uh-huh. What about cracker?
Cracker.
What does that mean?
Well, a cracker means, used to mean a poor white man. And you go get a lot of people, go get borrow money or something, put a lot of people on his place, and boy, he'd ride him down, turn on his horse, and try to push the colored folks and make them wait, give them a mule and a mule,
mm-hmm.
and furnish them a little something to eat, and the man had to take his whole family out there and whack him. When the end of the year come, he take all the stuff, may well say, he's supposed to get half of it, but he take mm-hmm. it all. I said, ain't no one thing, that cracker took everything that man made. Well, that's a poor clay for white man.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if you were walking outside and it's kind of icy, you'd say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
lost my balance.
Uh-huh. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you'd say, I'll be with you
in a few minutes. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Or I'll be with you in just
a little while.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of fish do you get around here?
Well, you get catfish, perch fish, goofies. Goofies. Buffalo fish.
Uh-huh.
Garfish. Did I say perch fish? You know, if I didn't, mm-hmm. it's perch fish.
You
hear
that? What's
a goofish?
That's the goofish and buffalo is near the same, but a goofish is not quite as close as a buffalo.
Mm-hmm.